Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your television host and journalist, and I certainly think and consider just an all-around good person. I am joining you live tonight from Washington, D.C., where the last time I talked to you, there was about to be a government shutdown, but as most of you know, the government is still running. So we are back in business in the city of D.C. Shortly, entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to be joining us live from Delaware. And our featured guest tonight, who many of you are here to listen to, not really to listen to Michael Kay and myself, but singer and songwriter from Nashville, Shelley Rahn, is going to be joining us. Now, Shelley is no stranger to At Home with Victoria. She has been on our show before, and we have basically adopted her as she has adopted our show. So she's basically coming on tonight to talk about some of her three upcoming projects that she has got going on this summer. So I want to do something a little different to bring Shelley on, just to show her how much we appreciate her and how much we love her. We're going to do a little clapping for her. Yeah. So with that said, let's go ahead and bring Shelley into the conversation. Shelley, did you like my little clapping I did for you? Hi, Shelley, are you with us?
I am now.
Did you hear my clapping?
I did not. No, I heard nothing.
Oh, okay.
I heard nothing.
Well,
I was like, where did it go?
Well, anyway, I'm sorry you didn't hear, but we had a little clapping on there to bring you into the show, so I apologize about that.
Woo!
But listen, darling, how are you? Happy to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on your show again. Lots of good things going on.
Well, you know, you are very much like family to us, so we're going to get the conversation started and bring in my sidekick and also your very, very good friend, entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Hello, Michael Kay, live from Delaware tonight. How are you?
Greetings. I'm live from Delaware. Hello, Victoria. Hello, Shelley. Hello, listeners. You know, Vic, before I even go ahead and say anything, I want to make mention that this night is a At Home with Victoria first. We have gained our very first fan from the UK who's listening in chat tonight. Her name is Shannon Sebald. Mike Cullop's there and Mar Band's producing. But thank you very much. And press that clapping button for Shannon Sebald all the way from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
And a clapping button now.
I know.
Yes, we have a.
I love it.
So, listen, we want to thank our new listener that Michael Kay just mentioned. So, Shelley, first of all, the last time you were here, we got a chance to play your music. And, of course, my favorite song that I still listen to on my iPod is Afterwards, and I simply love that song. But I know we're going to listen to some of your new music tonight. But before we get started on that, kind of catch us up a little bit on what life has been like for you since the last time we all talked.
Well, lots of great things, and I'll just start out by telling you some of the dates that we have coming up. We're going to be at the Birchmere, and that is like one of, like it's in the top 20 of best venues, best music venues, and so I'm so happy to be doing that. We're there opening for Roy Clark, and who I don't know any of you, any of the listeners who may or may not know that name. He was one of the first country music artists to go to the Ukraine, and that was before the Iron Curtain came down. So, you know, he did a lot of great things other than just his amazing gift that he has for playing. And so I'm very, very happy to do that. It's not the first time I've done a show with him. I actually did his documentary with him. That he did at a theater that he owned.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an honor to be a part of that. That's one of the dates, and of course all the dates that we have in May. We have a lot. We're going to be on the road a lot and just burning up the road. So, and hopefully we're going to see you all soon, right?
Yes, yes, I was going to say, and actually, before we switch to talk about that, you know how the other guy is that's listening, entertainment co-host Mike O'Kay, he basically gives me, Shelley, a format that I'm supposed to follow. So I think I kind of went out of the order, and I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to start, because he's the boss, I'm going to start with his format. So I think that the first thing, if I'm correct, Mike O'Kay, that we're supposed to talk about, is it her D.C. trip?
Yeah, coming up in D.C., isn't that, Shelley, at the Fraternal Order of Police thing on Capitol Hill? Very exciting event. How did you get that little gig?
That's right. That's going to be on the West Capitol lawn. Through a lovely couple that I met, I believe we met at, I was doing a panel at NSAI, and she was signed up for that particular class, and I believe that's how we first met, and then we started doing some work together, some demo work together, and I got invited in 2006 to do this, and just because of you know, her connection with the FOP, and it was wow. Very, very touching and very overwhelming. There was about 20,000 in attendance, which I think is what they're expecting this year.
Wow. That's awesome.
And what's that? I'm sorry?
No, I said that's awesome. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, everyone had the little things that you get telling about the schedule, you know, how the show is going to go, and each one was a blue ribbon, and during my performance, everyone held up a blue ribbon, and I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, blown away.
And it seems such a simple gesture, but. It was a very, very touching, and, you know, because people have lost their loved ones, husbands, wives, you know, sons, daughters, and that's what the song is about, and that she did a great job writing the song, Sandy Thurston.
Fantastic.
And,
very, very cool, very
and
cool.
And Frank Jones.
Sorry, honey, you're doing something really interesting. Vic, Shelley's actually doing a little something, a little project of her own that she's going to be on the road coming up this way, and she's doing little video snippets. Is that what I understand, Shelley? And you're going to basically document your trip up to D.C., almost like your own little reality show. That's a fantastic
That's
idea.
That's cool.
Actually, we've already started it, and I'm absolutely blown away with how it's all come together, and it's we know when we say reality, I'm just like, I'm talking about, you know, how are we gonna go to NES and beg for them to keep our electricity on for this month? Do we get paid? You know,
right?
I'm talking real. No, no, we it's not really soft scripted. It's just a basic layout, but a lot of humor because we're funny anyway. I mean, we try to crack a joke all the time and witty, you know, and saying things that you know, we think will get people's attention, and it's just going to be very smart, very funny, and it's going to be about all the performances, and there is a theme, and I don't want to disclose that, but
will we be able to see, are you guys, as you make this trip and this journey, are you going to be uploading that to your YouTube account?
Well, that is the plan, if we can do the editing that we need to do, because like I said, there is a format that we want, you know, there's an order of things, and there is quite a bit of editing involved if we can do that as we go, yes. If not, it will be something that we'll do a series.
I got you.
Yeah, you've got to tease us on YouTube. I mean, you just can't leave us hanging for a whole season while you do this. You know, that's just kind of, that would be rude.
Give us something.
Yes. I mean, what a way to recap a year, because I'm sure we've got some funny stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think the guys from SNL are going to be jealous.
Great.
Oh, can't
wait.
That's funny.
SNL is
going
to be jealous. Yeah. Yeah, we got some funny stuff. Well, you know what? When you get a bunch of singer-songwriters whose cornbread isn't done in the middle and has two wires touching somewhere and nobody can find it,
then you get
some funny stuff.
You got some funny stuff. Yeah, absolutely. No, and you know, I was of course thinking as you were talking that, you know, the sheer fact that, like you said, if you get those personalities, that music, and that sort of group of people together, then, you know, and all of you guys have your own personality in that sense, that it's just kind of something natural that's going to happen, that you are going to get funny stuff that is going to be there. Just a quick note for those of you that are just taking the time to join us, we are talking to Nashville singer and songwriter Shelley Rand, and she's live with us tonight from Nashville, entertainment co-host as well as producer. You guys know him, Michael Kay, the superstar. He is live from Delaware, and I'm Victoria Gaither, television journalist and host, an all-around good person, I like to think, and I'm coming to you live from D.C., so we do want to thank all of you guys inside the chat room. Hey, MK, so I got a question already, and this is a question about the young lady that you introduced tonight. A friend of mine from Florida wants to know, how in the world did this young lady find At Home with Victoria all the way in the U.K.? So how did that happen?
Well, this is a very funny story, and this is how, once again, At Home with Victoria brings people together. Shannon Sibbald is a big Pretty the Series fan at prettytheseries.com, and so we got knowing each other as basically, you know, stalker fans, and then, of course, she's now a fan of Shelley's because Shelley Wren sang the Gumdrop song. So now Shannon's a friend of Shelley's, who's a friend of Steve's, who's a friend of ours, and everybody's happy. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. Let's talk about that Gumdrop song, because I got a chance to listen to it on Facebook, and I think it was Michael Kay who posted it, and I finally got a chance to listen to it. And you look like you were having a lot of fun, Shelley, when you were doing that.
I was, because it's a fun song. How can you not?
Absolutely. You know, Vic, what you could do, actually, for Shannon, go ahead and click on the Gumdrop song. It's just 30 seconds long. She'll love it. Absolutely.
Okay,
give it a clap.
That sounds good. And in fact, we will do that. We will go ahead and do that in honor of her. So MK and Shelley, I'm going to put you guys on hold just really, really quick, and then I'm going to go ahead and play the Gumdrop song, and then I will come back. We'll go ahead and take a listen to that if this little button decides that it wants to play. But, again, we definitely want to thank Shannon so much for taking the time to hang out with us and to be with us tonight on the show, which is very, very cool. We got a little delay here on the computer, so I'll give it a couple more seconds. But again, for those of you that are just taking the time to join us, just thank you so much for being here. It's very cool that you decided to be here with us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I do appreciate it. Shelley Rand is our featured guest tonight, and I had actually forgot that she was going to be in the Washington, D.C. area, which was very cool, because I am going to make sure myself that I'm going to try to actually be there on the mall to listen to that. It definitely is an experience if you've never had a chance to listen to a concert in Washington before. It's just very cool. So let's see if we can actually hear the song Gumdrop now.
More
claps. MK, we love it.
Absolutely. And I tell you, no one can stall like you, Victoria. That is, you can stretch that into seconds, that's for sure. Shelly,
you know,
after DC,
I just wanted to MK, a quick note. That's the one thing when you're a television news anchor that, boy, you better learn how to stall, because a lot of times when the live feeds come down that we take from the national network, and sometimes their time cue could be off, our time could be off, so you literally have to learn how to stall. So, yeah, I thought I did a pretty good job. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you rock at it, honey. Honey, Shelly, keeping on track, we're after D.C., you're heading to Rehoboth, which I'm very, very excited, and that's where Steve and I will actually meet you for the first time. We're bringing up Bethany and Carl Schmidt, too, and we're all going to rally around in Rehoboth to hear you sing at the Beach Concert Series. So what date is that again?
Yes, we are so ready to do that. That date is July. Rehoboth is July 17th.
Absolutely. Vic, yeah. That'll be fun.
I know. That is going to be fun. And, in fact, I'm going to be there for that event as well. So, Shelly, we're going to bring our cameras. And, of course, we've got to get some actual interviews with you to put on television and also for YouTube. So we're looking forward to that. But, hey,
yeah.
Since we got, like, a quick taste of Shelly with the Gumdrop song, MK, how about I go ahead and play Hell on Heels? But you wanted to mention something about it right before I actually play it.
Yeah, Shell, I just wanted to know, would you like to leak any information on Hell on Heels? I was hearing stuff on Facebook all day, and the news is very, very interesting.
Yes, we have. It's going to be released as a single, and we will be giving that information out shortly. And so please be looking for it. And I ask that everyone who hears it on their local station to please call in and request it. Any support that we can get is going to move us, you know, move us down the road. And we just think it's a great record and would love for everyone to support it.
Well,
okay.
I love it, and everybody in the chat's going to love it, too. Go ahead,
okay.
Play it.
I'm
Hell on
go
Heels.
Ahead and play it. all the West Virginia girls really love that song.
Steve's singing it in the bedroom
song.
Right now.
He is?
Yeah, he's listening to the delay, so he's just finishing up the song himself. It's kind of funny.
That is really funny. So Shelley, how long did it take you to write that one, and what was the inspiration behind it? I love it.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in California with a friend of mine. We got flown out to write with a writer who's had a ton of hits. His name is Larry Bastian. And we stayed at his home for about a week and a half. And just writing, living the life. It's just him and his wife there at their home. And, you know, they're backed up to the redwoods. It was pretty amazing. A lot of privacy, a lot of just very easygoing. There wasn't really a schedule. It's just like we get up, we eat breakfast, and then we mosey on down to the writing chambers, and really we just visit with each other. We get to know each other, and then of course the crafting part has to happen, of course, just to have the commercial edge on it. But it was just a great experience, and that doesn't happen at the time I was an unsigned artist, and that kind of stuff doesn't happen. So I've been very fortunate to write with great songwriters, and I've learned a ton because of it. And the first thing I learned was just to open my mouth and say my idea. Even if it sounded ridiculous, it may lead to the very thing that the song needs,
Right.
So I wrote that with Larry Bastian and Bo Allen. And we actually
wrote
two other songs, and one of them is also on the record, and that's No Yesterday.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty straight up.
And Lot of Love on Afterwards is fantastic, too. So,
I love that cut, and it's funny because I never did that song before, ever. And it was suggested. It was suggested while we were recording tracks, and I was like, I'm game. Let me look at the lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And it really just fit in with the record. Yeah.
And so let's show all the listeners a lot of love, and everybody listening, if you go to @homewvictoria@yahoo.com, Marilyn's going to go ahead and throw it up in the chat room. The third email to email me, Shelley Rocks, will win an autographed CD of Afterwards by Shelley Rand. So I'm monitoring that in the Yahoo Mail chat room. Once again,
awesome.
That is absolutely. We're very, very, very pleased. I can't wait to see who's winning. We may have to send it to the UK. You never know, but that would be a good thing.
I know.
How cool would that be?
Oh, and I may have to have you as my chaperone.
Oh, I would.
Know.
We'd hand deliver it. That's a great idea.
Yes.
I think that is actually a really, really, really good idea. So listen, everybody, again, if you are just joining us, the funny lady that you hear that's talking, she's a singer, songwriter, musician, and all around just a great person. Shelley Rand is live with us tonight from Nashville, and of course, entertainment co-host Michael Kay is with us from Delaware, and I am live in D.C. So, Shelley, literally, I have to tell you, of course, I want to know all about what you're doing. I'm a big fan of yours, but the news lady basically has one topic, and I didn't even discuss this with Michael Kay, so he has no idea what I'm about to say. So I basically have one topic that I need to discuss with you because I have to say you look fabulous. I
Absolutely.
Have seen all of your latest pictures, and I was on the phone with MK. I said, she looks great. What have you been doing? My God, woman.
Thank you so much. Well, funny you should ask. I do appreciate that. I have been outside of receiving this gorgeous Love, Peace, and Happiness handbag from Anthony Originals, which, that alone – made me take some great pictures because I was so inspired by the purse. We have been. Have you seen the little white oval bumper stickers that say 13.1?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen those. I've got to look for them. I didn't see those.
Okay. Well, 13.1 is for the people who run half marathons. That's a half of a marathon. And, you know, because they're a bunch of braggers. And so I wanted one that, because I'm running too. That's been part of my routine now for a little bit. I'm running. And although I'm not doing the 13.1, I'm doing 1.3. So all I'd have to do is just move the decimal point back.
Close enough.
And I would be there. Yeah.
Right.
So if I can, if you run across a bumper sticker that says 1.3, grab it for me.
Okay, certainly will.
Because I'm there.
But listen, besides that, you've got to give us some of your tips on. I know you said you're running, but give us some of your tips on what you've been doing. Because I mean, literally, lady, you are glowing. I mean, you look fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I have. You know, it's the diet thing is not. I'm not on a like a diet. It's just a it's a life thing that I do, and I do this for my health every single day, unless I'm not feeling it. But I'm just so loving life, and I'm loving all of the dates that we have coming up, and just looking forward to. I've met so many great people, including. You two, both of you all are amazing, and I have not even met you yet physically, but I feel like I know you.
Yeah, we're family.
Just from what little time. I do, I feel that. And I just appreciate everyone just being such a part, and you know, even the little towns that I go to, they welcome me like I'm coming home or something. I've been met with bouquets of flowers and cakes and, you know, just I've been around that. So, you know, maybe that's coming through because I'm just so excited about everything that we have coming up and because of everything that we've done. It's already been fantastic. And I've got a great team of people working with me finally, you know, after a lot of years of trying to wear all the hats and swing all the bats, you know.
Right. Hey, listen, Shelly, let me just stop you for one second because Michael K. tells us that we have a winner and everybody inside the chat room wants to know who won. So, MK, tell us who won. We need to know.
I'm very excited to report that the autographed album afterwards by Shelly Rand that can be found on www.shellyrand.com has been won by our UK listener, Shannon Sabal.
Are you serious?
So, press that clapping button, baby. I'm telling you. Congratulations,
okay,
Shannon.
Congratulations, Shannon.
I've got to get the clap button because she deserves it. That is awesome. Okay, here we go. Let's see if it's going to work.
Shannon, if you just want to go ahead and send me your address privately to my Facebook PM, we'll get that right out to you. So, fantastic. Shelly, you've gone international. Look at that.
I love it.
It's been an hour. You know, look at that.
Thank you, Shannon.
That's what we're about.
Shannon, let me know when you get the music, and please drop me a line. And thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight in the chat room. I'm not logged in, although
cool.
I'm seeing all the activity, though.
And you know what?
Yes, you're welcome.
speaking of the chat room, I cannot be neglectful and to say that our wonderful producer, also our chat room producer tonight, is from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Marilyn Bennett. And Shelly, I'm telling you, if you could see this chat room, this Marilyn Bennett is on it. She's got all of your information, every single place to find you from www.com, Shelly Rand, your Reverb, I mean, every single possible place that there is to find you. Marilyn Bennett has all of your information on there. So for those of you that are interested in that, you can always get the information out of our chat room. And also, the information is inside our show information on the Blog Talk Radio site, as well as, you know, make sure that you friend Shelley on Facebook. And what's cool about if you become friends with her on Facebook, every single thing that we're talking about, none of this will be stranger information to you. You'll know it because she always posts all of her information and where she's going to be and all that good stuff on her Facebook page. So make sure you friend her on Facebook as well and become her friend so that you can just go ahead and follow her on there like we do. I think I'm probably a stalker, though. I think I probably stalk you on Facebook. I think I've crossed the line. It's like certain pages on Facebook that every single day I have to go on there and look at just to see, and you're one of those pages that I have to look at.
Thank you. Hey, will you please I would love for people to visit my fan page and just hit the like button, and because we also, you know, we're trying to drive some traffic over there and you know, get people in that group mm-hmm. of people and that group of information. So if we can get some people over there too, that would be amazing, and I appreciate you advertising that for me. And also congrats on your site, on your
new
site.
Thank you. Our website. Yes. And you are actually on the website with our with Michael Kay and our very first interview when you came on the show. We put that on there. So the cool thing about our website too, and that information is in the chat room, or you can just Google At Home with Victoria, is that we're able to update that information. So you know, so we can actually put one of, you know, your newer songs on there to play, or we can put this interview on there. So yeah, I'm very, very, very happy about our website. But it's just Google At Home with Victoria, and I guarantee you it will come up. So listen, if anybody has a question, I don't have any more questions via email. I'll take, if you want a question in the chat room, go ahead and pose it, because I know it's hard to believe, but our time with Shelley is pretty much coming to a close. But listen, Shelley, before we go, I know, it goes by so fast. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about, to mention tonight?
Well, let me see. I hit the fan page, and I do thank everyone, and I want to personally thank Marilyn for all that she has done, and I believe that she was responsible for introducing us.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Yeah, and so she's an amazing lady and just loves music, and actually both her and her husband do, and I'm very thankful to have them be a part of everything that's going on. I would like to tell everybody too, we've got Hell on Heels. It will be on the single release, but it is also on YouTube. So if you want to go check out that video, please go to YouTube and put in Hell on Heels and check it out. That was from our CD release party. And we just had a great night. The room was just full of love, and I was just eating it up. So, you know, you're wondering where the glowing has come from. I mean, I have just been surrounded with so much support.
And speaking of eating it up, listen, because I don't think Michael Kay and I have talked about this amongst ourselves on different shows, but you weren't with us. MK, you've got to bring up, before we let her go, the subject of Jay and the cake.
Oh,
yeah.
At the Shelley Wren CD release party, our fabulous friend Jay Qualls went ahead and was kind enough to donate this beautiful. It was a beautiful cake, Shelley. It really was. And what were the flavors again, too? Because I'm not a cake person. If it was made out of cheese and pepperoni, I probably would eat it. But, you know, Victoria's a big cake fan, so we can really make her salivate here. But
you missed it. You so missed it. It was like vanilla cream and raspberries. It was, I'm telling you, but not only that, it had the tuning key that looked just like my guitar. I sent him pictures on my phone, and they weren't very good, but that just goes to show you how talented Jay is, and I just couldn't believe.
Were you, like, really surprised? I mean, like, were you really, like surprised when you were there and that cake showed up? I mean, was that, like, a wow moment for you to see that?
Yes, because I'm just like, who gets things like this? I seen a picture in a local magazine, a local music, Nashville music magazine, where little Jimmy Dickens had some big birthday thing or was something to do with the Opry. Here's this Opry star, and his cake looked pitiful. And it was shaped like a guitar, and it looked pitiful. And I thought, I'm such a princess, because look at my guitar cake I got. It was amazing. And his was just pitiful. And I thought, man, I'm really doing something good here. I was blown away.
That's because you know people. And I have to tell you, it was of course entertainment co-host Michael Kay's idea that he wanted to make that happen for you. So I had the opportunity, of course, behind the scenes to listen to how that was playing along between him talking to Jay and the funny thing about Michael is that although of course he wasn't there that night in Nashville for the release. You would have thought that he was there because he was so worried and like, oh, did the cake arrive yet? And it was just so funny to me to listen to him kind of go through having those sort of knots in his stomach over the issue with you and this cake. So, Michael, I have to tell you, looking back on that now, thank you. That was a really good laugh on your expense.
Oh,
well, it was a great laugh because, being the producer that I am, I have to make sure anything and everything is covered, and that's, I work myself up to, diarrhea sometimes, but at least everything works out for a plan, to a plan, everything gets done. I want to go quickly right back down to the chat room, and actually Shannon from the UK has a question for Shelley, and she says, does Shelley have any tips for a wannabe singer?
Oh, good question.
Oh, well, a lot of, get ready to give your all. I don't, music for me has never been a question like, well, do I do it or not? It chose me. I didn't choose it. And so if you've got a heart for music, then go for it and do it in a grand way. Do it, with everything you got. That's my best advice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, Shelley Rand, we love you. We thank you. And I'm actually going to try to see you when you come to D.C. for that event. So I'll touch bases with you privately via email. But for sure, all of us at Home with Victoria, friends and family, we get to see you when you come to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, and we're looking forward to that. So for those of you who won't be able to be here, Michael Kay is going to do some fun interviews with her and get some videos. So we'll definitely be posting all of that good stuff for you. So love, kisses, continue to glow and look beautiful, and we'll chat with you soon.
All right. Thank you so much again for having me on the show, and both you, Victoria and Michael. And again, a quick thanks to Jay Qualls and Maple Wedding Cakes. They're in Nashville. If we got any Nashville listeners, you need to go check them out, and especially whoever made that one for little Jimmy Dickens, because that was bad. and Michael Anthony Originals. I'm sorry, Anthony Originals. I can't get enough of Michael. Anthony Originals, amazing handbags and accessories and dresses. Please go check that out on Facebook.
Stuff,
He's one of my friends. And thank you again, Marilyn, and both of you.
And
thank you so much.
Actually, because I'm going to lose this point, that's why I apologize for cutting you off. It was something that Michael Kay said about when he was talking about Shannon and how Shannon was able to find the show. You would definitely notice one thing about all of us here on At Home with Victoria. I mean, it really is a sense of that all of us, people from different areas and expertise really help each other out on the show. So that's a perfect example about how Jay came on the show. Michael Kay connected with him. Anthony is always on our show. We support him. And that how, all of that happens where all of these wonderful people come together and really, help you on your day shine, even if we couldn't be there, to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Here's something that may help your day go a little bit better. And actually, I would like to say that I take a lot of credit for that. I take some of the credit for that only because it's my show, but literally it is actually what a lot of people don't know. It is Michael Kay who really should take the credit for all of that stuff. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
You're sweet and so full of it. No, it really is, Victoria.
It's
seriously.
True.
If Victoria wouldn't have been such a great person to have me on, none of us would have met. And quite frankly, that's what I love about actually doing the show. And I love the connections that are made. I really do. I get a kick out of it. And I am just so absolutely thankful to be working with such talented professionals in this industry, including the fantastic Mara Ben producing Chatroom tonight, Mike Culp's there. Of course, our UK listener, Shannon Sebald, and all the new guests. But Shelly, huge love.
Congrats,
to
Shannon.
Chief cook and bottle washer. Huge love
Let
to
me
you.
Tell you
huge
what, you two
Howie.
Are an amazing pair. You really are.
You
come across, yeah. You do. You work well together. You're a compliment to each other, and both of you just, you know, you're smart and you want to get involved and you want to make a difference in people's lives, and you
we
have.
Really do.
And I'm
you.
Absolutely proof of that.
Thank you.
Thanks, all
right,
Shelly.
Love.
You,
okay,
talk
we're gonna
to you
let
soon.
You go. She's gonna end up making all of us cry. All right, Shelly.
I know.
Rand.
I don't want to cry.
Yeah, we don't feel like crying. No. Like, goodbye, Shelly Rand. We love you. Yeah,
love
she's gonna
son.
End up making. Yeah, she's gonna end up making us cry. I was like, Shelly, you've got to go now. But yeah, we just love Shelly, don't we? She's just
You know, how can you not? And just, you know, she's so talented. And then she's got that new banging body and stuff. And you know, she's a runner. I'm really glad to see
you
that
know,
she's a runner. I'm a runner,
really
and I love runners.
Shelly, I have to tell you, Shelly was being very modest about that question that I asked her about her body, because you know exactly what I'm talking about, MK, when I was talking about her body is rocking.
I tell you. And, you know, she's not hard on the eyes, too. You know, she's,
yeah.
you know,
she's a
plus,
good look,
you know,
yeah.
she thinks not bad either, so.
Yeah, she does, I guess, though. She does an okay job singing that Shelly Rand, yeah. I guess she does an okay job singing. So, listen, so what do you have coming up? We've got a couple of seconds. I wanted you to focus a little bit more on, so everybody don't leave yet, because MK's got something special coming up that he's going to be working on that all of you need to know about. So you start chatting about that.
Okay, I got a couple things coming up. Actually, the next show will be on Thursday, April 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I'm launching my introduction to web series. So from my visit in New York City, we're going to go ahead and have on two of the web series, one out of Canada called Out With Dad. It's with Kate Conway, and Jason Lever is the writer of that. And then Nick Matthews from In Between Men, we're going to be joining us at the bottom half of the hour. And then my nervous breakdown is happening on Saturday, April 23rd, and that's when Buttons Dixon's from Nashville, Tennessee, and it's Buttons Dixon, not Barbara. Barbara Dixon is the grandmother. Buttons Dixon is the artist, 9-year-old rapper coming out of Nashville, Tennessee, doing an anti-bullying song, and I have a chance to produce my first music video with our very lovely Brad McGraw as cameraman, and we'll get some editing done. I'm so happy, I'm so excited, I'm so nervous at the same time, Vic. You have no idea. You know, it's one of those things, have I planned enough? What if it's going to rain, you know what I mean?
Well, I have an idea, because I'm the person that has the opportunity behind the scenes to listen to you and to chat with you and to help you out, so I have an idea. But at the same time, and we've discussed this before, since this is something new that you're working on for the first time, you're going to have all those feelings and all those emotions. But at the end of the day, for anybody to know Michael K is to know that he is like a freak when it comes to organizing stuff, when it comes to details. So that's why at the end of the day, like, I know you're a little bit nervous, but I don't even worry about it and think about it, because I know you're going to have every single thing in order, the storyboard, the way that you are, you know, going to need it in order. So I'm looking forward to being able to come back and that we can spend some time and talk about that experience. And, you know, because the reality is there may be some other people out there who are interested in taking up this venue that you're doing of actually producing video. So, you know, by you doing it the first time, you'll be able to have some really good information and an experience, you know, under your belt to be able to say, hey, you should do this, or maybe I should have done that. But I think it's great. So I am looking forward to actually seeing it and actually hearing it. So I think you're going to do fine. But we've got a lot of stuff, you know, coming up this summer for At Home with Victoria. So MK and I, we're all over the place and busy. So we just ask that you guys to continue to support us and watch us and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely. And, Vic, you'll certainly be on the hotline this weekend. I'll be chatting with you a few dozen times, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. And quite frankly, you know what, the challenge and the journey is what is about living. So I'm looking forward to the thing. We're going to end with a little bit of more of Shelley Rand coming up and her newest that she had to me, sent to me, which is sort of so cool when you kind of know the person, you know, personally and stuff. By the way, just to let you know, on her fan pages and on her Facebook pages, she's actually writing her own stuff. It's not someone, her publicist or anything like that. She's actually answering the fans. So I want to point that out. But Gypsy Traveler is something she sent me, and she says, you can go ahead and play it and stuff, but it's brand new and stuff, and no one's ever heard it. So I'm
we
just so happy to bring you Gypsy Traveler. So good night, everybody in the chat room, and good night, Vic. Love you tons.
All right. Love you, too. Here we go, everybody.
Beautiful.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.